Welcome back, WNST, Taos of Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season around here. Luke is monitoring all things out in Owings Mills. We're getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We will be at Fadley's next Friday the 9th. Get ready for the holidays, getting ready for shipping crab cakes from all over the world to anyone you love and lots of places. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We'll be giving away Raven scratch-offs next week at Fadley's. We had a $50 winner last week at Pappas, so we were excited about that. Also, our friends at Goodwill, and we had a great experience with the folks at Goodwill in giving away meals, setting people up for the holiday day before Thanksgiving. So big thanks to our friends at Goodwill and our friends at Wise Markets for contributing to turkeys in that, as well as our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. We call these wise conversations around here. And when I don't have the remnants of my cinnamon ice cream or my wise eggnog around here, it is the holiday season. We did Thanksgiving last week. We're rounding up, doing stuff. The holidays are out. My wife's decorating the house right now. And we have parties. And parties mean party platters and means good food and good stuff like that. Christina Pelletier is here from Wise Market. She's the dietitian. And I hear dietitian and I hear charcuterie boards and the holidays together. And you know I'm going to have a hard time saying charcuterie three times in a row. Christina, how you been? Now, how was your Thanksgiving?
Hi, yeah, it was great. It was nice to have a few days off, enjoy some nice food. Definitely one of my favorite holidays.
Well, because my favorite holiday went on like Monday night, the football game's lousy, you know, the Steelers are playing the Colts, nothing I want to, but I realize she's feeling a little bit better, but she didn't eat any of the leftovers. So like all of the turkey, all of the stuffing, all the green bean casserole, all the gravy, all the cranberry, I forgot about the cranberry. How did I do that? I ate leftovers last night. I had a mound of leftovers that I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday, but you're not here to talk about that. You're here to talk about what happens after the, can you put turkey on a charcuterie board or is that against the rules, Christina?
You can put anything on a charcuterie board. It really, you can make it your own. There are so many different variations. There's themed ones. You can make breakfast ones or, you know, you can get a Thanksgiving charcuterie board with all like the leftovers if you want, or dessert ones, chocolate ones.
See, my mom always made me believe, because it's like a French word, it's fancy and I have a hard time saying it, even when I'm in a restaurant, that it had to be fancy. You know what I mean? It had to be pre-planned with certain meats and certain cheeses and all that. I've never really thought about it as a place to put leftover stuff. And that's what we're getting after here, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's come a long way, but there's lots of variations now. You can certainly do the classic kind of cheese board with the crackers and maybe nuts. That's one variation of it, but now there's so many other ones where you can do, you know, your own personal taste to it, your personal preferences, or maybe you just have some, you know, leftover, you know, olives that didn't go in the salad, or carrots and celery, and just kind of make it your own kind of leftover charcuterie board.
Can you give me ideas here? I mean, I'm always thinking, to me, like charcuterie board, like, no offense, it always was like big chunks of cheese and like salami of some kind, or like stuff you might be good on a pizza if it all melted and you put it together. Yep. You know what I mean? That's the way I'm thinking of it. Brie, when you say brie, my wife's ears go up, kind of like our cat does. And really, brie, oh, melted cheese, and I put stuff in it, and it's almost like fondue. So, you know, but it's got to have cheese, right? I mean, what's a charcuterie board without cheese?
Yeah, exactly. And just using those different textures, different flavors. And one thing about brie that I haven't tried yet, but I really, really want to try, is getting a block of brie, like a circle, and taking a cookie cutter and kind of cutting out the shape of that cookie cutter, and then filling that with jam. So it kind of makes a fun shape, and then taking that shape that you take out of it and just using it to decorate the board. So it sounds like a fun thing to do, and you can use it for different holidays. So if it's like Valentine's Day, maybe do a heart, or St. Patrick's Day, maybe like a clover, whatever cookie cutter you can find.
You're crafty, aren't you?
I try to be.
Oh, you are crafty. My wife's crafty as well. Christina Pelletier is here. She's from Wise Markets, reminding everybody to round up here during the holidays. When you're out during the holidays here, getting parties together, charcuterie board, she has reminded me, can be anything. And you don't even need to have a party. You can just break it out for Monday Night Football. Maybe that's what I'm going to do with all the left. I have so much cranberry now. I just completely forgot that I've eaten leftovers twice now without cranberry sauce. I think in cranberry with the brie and like some crab, that would work for me. You don't waste leftover cranberry, especially when my wife gets the real cranberry. She went out, she bought a pineapple. She's got oranges. She's got walnuts. She's got all of this stuff in it. So it's almost like perfect as it's like jam, really, when you mention jam.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's a perfect addition to the charcuterie board for sure.
All right. Well, do you have any tips on keeping this light? Because you are, I don't want to tell anybody, I ate a lot last week. My wife got sick. I was eating the pumpkin pie. Although we did have a problem. Can I lodge a wise complaint? Just can I be the complaint department here for 1 minute? And this is my wife waiting until the day before Thanksgiving. Okay, because she went and she did all the shopping like on Sunday. And I remember last time I was on, I had a lot of points on my Wise app, my points. And I showed, man, I might have a few more back now because I did some shopping over the weekend. Let me see how many points I have, because Hannah always gives me a hard time when I don't log in. So I got my Wise Markets app on my phone, and this is no BS. So you can see my rewards. I've spent $4,592.46 this year. Okay. And I currently unlocked, hold on, points. I got 112 points again already. I was at zero last week. So we wiped our points out because she bought a turkey, right? So she went out, she got turkey, she got green beans, she got the mushroom for the casserole, she got the onions for that. She bought all of this cranberry stuff. She buys whole loaves of pumpernickel, regular bread. She cuts it all up celery, the whole deal, chicken stock. She made the potatoes, our mashed potatoes. She made me dump the chicken stock in to replace the water. So she boiled the potatoes and chicken stock. Our mashed potatoes were insane, delicious, all of this. But here's what happens. She does all the shopping and she says to me, hey, on your running out, pick up this and that, pick up like two little things. And I was about getting the pumpkin pie because she didn't pick up any pie. So I went out to get the pie and she says, can you pick up a whipping cream? I'm thinking, well, some whipped cream would be nice for the pumpkin pie, probably be good in the mashed potatoes. So she had ideas about what she was going to do. No whipping cream. So I go to one, I go to two, I go to three. I want to admit to you, I even went to markets not called Wise looking. There's no whipping cream anywhere in the state of Maryland the day before Thanksgiving, because it comes in little containers.
Yeah,
and you go, there were signs in every store. Very handwritten. Sorry, inconvenient. We're whipping cream. It's the toilet paper, milk, and bread of Thanksgiving. I'm letting you know that, okay?
Yeah, it's a hot commodity.
Well, I didn't have any whipped cream for my pumpkin pie because she makes it fresh. She gets the bowl out, the blender, the confection show. Like my wife's scratch, and when you don't have whipping cream, I'm telling you, this will not happen at Christmas time. We will get our whipping cream on December the 12th or something, because we're not going to be subjected to that again on a holiday.
Yeah, get it now because it stays good for a little while if you don't open it, right? So got to stay prepared.
Yeah, I thought you were going to spank me about being not healthy on the holidays and being the dietitian. I thought you were going to give me a talking to here. You have any advice for me not to eat every cookie and every piece of pie in front of me? Because I did go on the air last week and I said this in every segment to everyone, that the words of the week, the three most important words of Thanksgiving are a la mode. And that means ice cream for me. So I've been eating. I just figured having a dietitian on during the holidays couldn't hurt me, that you would guilt me into doing something good for myself. Please do it.
I never want to guilt you, but you want to enjoy yourself, right? So it is the holidays. There's going to be pumpkin pie and ice cream and, you know, homemade whipped cream when we get the heavy cream back, right? So
the light whipping cream, and I didn't feel like that was decadent enough for me on Thanksgiving. I wasn't sure it would really make whipped cream. I didn't want flat whipped cream because I don't know the difference, you know?
Right. You want to make it taste good. If you're going to enjoy it, you want the real thing, and just everything in moderation. You got to have a balance of everything. but still really enjoy yourself because it only comes once a year. And again, just keeping in mind, you know, taking everything that you want. And again, just moderation, keyword.
All right. Well, my wife went looking for it. They actually had the cans of the Ready Whip and the, you know, the non-dairy, you know, the things you did, the Whippets with back in the day. She didn't pick it up. By the time I went out looking for it, that was gone too.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, I am admitting to my wife's dietitian here that I have not had, I've had a lot of things since Thursday. I have not had any whipped cream. So I am cutting down. I do feel a little better, although I made up for it. I bought the pumpkin pie and I got into it early, like on Wednesday night, because my son came over the night before and because he was getting the Christmas decorations out, right? Because that's what I'm a storage facility for my son. So he came over and I got the pumpkin pie out and we didn't have any whipped cream. So you know what I did? I heated it up. I even Googled, can you heat pumpkin pie up? Is it a good idea or not? And then I went for the cinnamon ice cream. 2 scoops of cinnamon ice cream. So, you know, 1 dab of whipped cream equals 2 scoops of wise cinnamon ice cream. So I did indulge. So I don't want to act like I got skinny during the holidays because I didn't, you know, but I am talking to my dietitian. I feel like it's almost like discussing this with a religious leader. Like I'm trying to be good and ask for forgiveness here for all the sins I'm about to have. Christina Pelletier is here. She's Wise Market. She is a dietitian in the real world. Tell everybody what you do for on a daily basis, trying to help customers out of Wise Markets. And I kid a lot, and you know, my wife's diabetic and she's been ill this week, but we don't want people to do the wrong thing during the holiday. As much as we got gambling in Maryland, we're saying moderation, take it easy. Same thing is true for the holidays here. We want to keep people on the up and up.
Exactly. In moderation, still enjoy yourself. And, you know, if you have any questions, I am available. We do one-on-one consultations that are free for all Wise Rewards card holders. And we also have virtual classes that you can cook along with us. And so if you ever have any questions about, you know, what should I make or, you know, need ideas for recipes, join one of our classes. We do dinner, brunch, we have kids classes. So there's something for everyone. And we also have holiday appetizer classes. I'm actually doing a Mediterranean charcuterie board. So
hummus, good stuff.
Oh yeah, hummus, tzatziki, we have cucumbers, tomatoes, olives.
A cucumber and you dump it into tzatziki, especially the tzatziki they make over at Costas. I mean, they have great tzatziki. Oh, it's delicious. Tzatziki sauce was hiding from me the first 30, 40 years of my life. You know, I needed to get more culture to the Mediterranean way of doing things.
Yeah, it's a really easy dip to use and like add into different meals, especially a charcuterie board, to add some nice flavor and really maybe even get you to eat more veggies too.
All right. So listen, after Christmas, I got to get my app up because I'm qualified to call you and say I need a consultation because I have a Wise Rewards card. So I'm at 112. I'm trying to get up to 400 so I get my ham. Now, what usually happens is, much like a turkey, the two of us had a 13-pound turkey. We're making turkey a la king. My wife is making turkey tetrazzini just because she likes saying tetrazzini, really. But I like eating it because I like egg noodles. So we're making bags of a la king with peas and carrots and onions. We were going to do puff pastries with the a la king. This is leftover turkey now, but leftover ham. You got to get my wife on the podcast to do her bean soup recipe and certainly split pea soup with ham after the holidays. It's a must. And we bag lots of it. And I think I told you this a couple months ago, I wound up eating my wife's split pea soup. It was September. Like literally from Christmas of last year, because we froze it down. We kind of found it in the back of the freezer. It's still delicious. But making soups after Christmas, it is, it's a part of what we do. And it keeps us hearty the first 3 months of the year.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of a nice warm thing to have, especially during the winter months. Absolutely. And you can add, again, all sorts of vegetables in there, some protein. So it is a really light meal that packs in a lot of nutrients.
Well, we hit the bakery department in Wise and we get some delicious sourdough bread and we chop it real nice. And I toast it up with a little butter. man, with a bowl of soup on a cold day in January, February, it's so perfect. Christina Pelletier is here. She's the dietitian. It always makes me hungry. I don't know what it is. She's at Wise Markets, and you can find her certainly out there. Make sure you take care of our friends at Wise. And big day earlier this week, Day of Giving on Tuesday. Don't just take that as literally only one day. You can give all month long and take care of our friends as you round up for the holidays and take care of folks locally with our Wise Markets and our Wise Conversations. Always good to see you. Hope to see you again before the, there's a rumor you might be back during the holidays to talk about New Year's resolutions. Try to get me skinny as I'm eating all that soup the week after Christmas. All right.
Yes, I will.
Never eat soup on the first day. That's the other rule. You got to let that sit for a day or two. It'll taste better. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop with our Wise Conversations and our BaltimorePositive.com.